The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Network. Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Soar into adventure and intrigue with Air of Mystery, the world's first combination airline and escape room. No more boring flights and cramped seats. On Air of Mystery, before you even touch down in your favorite travel destinations, you're whisked away to exotic locales like the Mansion of the Arcane, the Crypt of Muldoon, or Greenbeard's Secret Cove.
Put your tray tables up and your seat backs in the dead position. Ho 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 ho!
While your ears are popping, you'll be popping locks as you decode ancient secrets and discover hidden clues. But these complex riddles can't be solved alone. You'll have to work together with your fellow passengers if you want to find the treasure and make it out alive.
It's a color-matching puzzle. Put the green gem in the sarcophagus.
No, these hieroglyphs say that depressurizes the cabin.
According to the professor's journal, you just have to place it here and voila!
Passengers 10 and under won't be left out of the excitement. Our cabins are now outfitted with Air Force Fun, a supervised interactive play area.
Get off my plane!
Air of Mystery, departing daily with flights to New York, Orlando, Chicago, and San Francisco.
Why, now for the Soul Food Thanksgiving special. It's been a long time since I last saw a calendar, so it's kind of hard to tell whether or not we're actually close to Thanksgiving, but
yeah, well, you gotta look out for the parade.
So I understand that we are going to be reviewing some ideas for dumpster cuisine for Thanksgiving for the millionaire who likes to slum it.
Mm-hmm. You gotta say what you're thankful for.
You do. And I Maximilian, I am thankful for you.
I'm thankful for you, too.
I am thankful for you. It seems like only yesterday.
Yeah, to be fair to the listeners that don't know, you're the one who brought me into this.
I did.
I had a nice job.
Nice house, too.
Nice house.
It was a wonderful place for me to squat in for a couple of days when we were on vacation.
This car was a pussy magnet. It got all the attention. But I was living the dream. I was living the American dream. I go outside. I see this guy. He's digging through my garbage.
I was.
I'm bringing out more garbage. He's already digging through. There was garbage in the bottom of the pail I didn't even see. I'm bringing out a fresh new batch of garbage. This guy's already in there eating it.
And it was delicious. I still remember your wife, how long has it been since you last saw her?
That was 82.
That was 82. I hope she's doing okay.
Oh, she's doing fantastic.
Oh, glad to hear you guys are keeping in touch.
Oh, yeah. I'm out here living this lifestyle. She's still up in the house. She's moved on to another house. She's taking care of the kids. They're doing beautiful. But I'm out here doing this for them, really, is what it comes down to.
But you did mention that you were trying to live the American dream.
I thought I was living the American dream.
I introduced you to American dream. Because, of course, everybody knows the American dream. You start small, you make it big.
Yeah. I was living the American
nightmare.
I didn't even know it. You opened my eyes.
The true dream is the dream that everybody has. A dream where you're falling. You start from the top and you work your way down. Because
once
you're at the bottom, you got nowhere to go.
Because when you're falling, when you're in a free fall, there's freedom.
True freedom.
Freedom of choice.
Freedom from any kind of obligation. You've got just freedom at every time.
Freedom from fear. You know how scared I was living there with all the pressures of society you have on you. But when you down here...
When was the last time that you woke up screaming?
I don't remember. It was 82. It had to have been 82 because it hasn't been since then.
Exactly.
Day one, I'm out here. I feel like a new man. New man.
Free as a bird.
Before I adopted this lifestyle,
yep.
I used to enjoy... Thanksgiving was my favorite holiday.
Well, of course. What better day to gorge yourself?
Well, yeah, but to gorge yourself to really feel like you're living out.
What you think is the American dream?
Now, somebody mentioned to me something about cloud people, and I was like, you know what? You are full of garbage, sir, because everybody knows there ain't no thing such as cloud people. It is a lizard man deception. They want to distract you and made you think it is cloud people.
Because if you think there's something living up there in the clouds, you don't think.
You ain't watching the sewer.
You ain't watching that, but you ain't watching out for the chemtrails. You think, well, chemtrail can't be poison because if there's something living up there, then there ain't no way it's going to be poison
now,
up there.
Now, we all know that them lizard men that fly in the planes, they be perpetuating them chemtrails.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking up, then you ain't looking down. And that's why you is listening to Scale Watchers, on account of you know where to look for all the truthiest information out there in this United States of America. Now, we just want to publicly state, you know, if you're hearing reports of cloud people, you got to look the other way. You got to go, la, 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 I can't hear you, because those people are trying to lead you astray. Those people...
It might be a flying lizard man, though. Now, that, we have seen them.
Well, that's true. There are such the flying, but there's more of a gliding if you want to get biological about it. It's important to study the enemy.
Point being, I've been
to the zoo.
You keep your nose to the ground and your eyes to the horizon to see anything coming up.
The cloud people are a false flag operation. End of story. That's
perpetuated by globalist lizard men.
And, you know, them chemtrails, what we've seen in the great swamps of America is an increase in gay frogs.
They do that with chemicals.
It's in the chemtrails.
Einstein said, when the frogs are gone, men are next. It's that simple. You take the frog out of the ecosystem, the whole thing comes down.
Now, don't just stop being, hey, wait a minute, Scale Watcher. You talking about the liberty of frogs? I'm talking about the liberty of good, clean American frogs what eat all the Zika mosquitoes. It's all part of the same. Wake up, people. Come on.
Wake up.
I want to address the false flag operations that's been perpetuated throughout modern American history. All these leading up to the forthcoming Thanksgiving Day massacre, which we've seen predicted in several major motion pictures.
What they called it, the Easter eggs, talking about this upcoming Thanksgiving massacre. What do we know so far? What have we all collected?
I mean, first of all, the desecration of Easter is taking something that's religious and wholesome and tainting it with the popular culture. No,
Why are you talking about Easter when we ain't worried about this year Thanksgiving massacre that Cooter just brought up?
It's important to examine all the media because you see...
They're doing something to my chocolate rabbit?
Your chocolate rabbit is chock full of poison.
I ate three of them last year!
Wake up. Don't you think that it's a bit funny how you bite into a chocolate rabbit and all of a sudden there's nothing in there but air? That ain't just...
They is stealing that chocolate that was supposed to be on the inside.
Where is it? I'm dead serious here. You need to not eat another one of those. I know they look like succulent chocolate rabbits, but inside there is a veritable toxic cocktail of hormone suppressants. It will taint you.
I thought I felt something weird in my taint.
It's the goddamn truth. Stay away from all Easter candy. It's just perpetuated. You just need to get yourself to church. Get yourself to church and think about the Lord and his sacrifices, and that is all you need, because we're about to make some serious sacrifices of our own.
And we can pray the taint away?
I'm just saying, it ain't no coincidence that the number one Easter selling candy is an egg full of junk.
Head on down to Read 'em and Sweep, Denton's premier book emporium and broom outlet, where you'll find classics like A Broom with a View and One Swept Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Feeling sweepy? This weekend only, buy two Libman push brooms, get a book of bedtime stories free. Selection may vary. That's Read 'em and Sweep, where you'll get swept up in our huge selection and low prices. Located just minutes away from exit 98.
There's lunch, get some treatment, maybe they take care of some of their personal things.
445.
Tony T coming back to you with some Kino. What?
That was some nice harmonies, gentlemen. Let's go around the table, say your names. I know who you are, but let's remind the audience.
Hey there, this is Boryar.
Danny.
Hey, it's C-Bone.
Yes, C-Bone. How you keeping?
Oh, keeping real fresh here on Kino. What
you got in the fresh cap for us to sample today?
What I got is a knobbly bit. It comes in a bag. I'm going to leave the bag hidden from view so we don't, you know, reveal any of the ingredients.
Oh, we can't. We can't. Them ants need to stay hidden.
But as you can see...
What is that?
I mean, it's oblong. It's got kind of a stem and bumps.
I see that. Let us pass around for the tasting.
Well, I mean, sniff it first. Trust me, you gotta smell this thing. There's a reason to keep it in a bag.
Okay.
I can already smell it from over here a little bit.
It smells to me like a mid-September in Dusseldorf.
I am getting a distinct essence of wet gym sock. Actually, but from somebody whose foot you like the way it smells.
September 16th, I think.
Delightfully, just robust.
let's just, you know, cut through all the bullshit here. I mean, this smells like a ripe Albert R. broccoli right here.
Okay, I have to taste it. I can't stop anymore.
Now, are you supposed to cut into this or you just bite into it?
Well, I mean, you know, we like to go in blind here, and I saw the bag. I know what it is, but...
I'm just basically asking, you keep that skin on when you eat it, or do you peel it?
There's lots of ways to prepare it, but just get right in there. The skin ain't harmful.
Danny, why don't you try this out, and we'll see what color you turn.
Okay, this is what's interesting. I think the stripe pattern, each stripe has a different flavor. I'm detecting at least three different things on the outside, just on the skin. That's not even counting the bit underneath.
Okay. Let me try this.
Good. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, well, we take a bite of that. Like a vegetable, except with the skin being a different flavor.
Hmm. I like the way it sifts through my teeth.
It's got a somewhat sweet undertone there. Yeah, except for the skin has like a sort of alternating a little bit salty.
This is really making me go, Kino, what?
That's what I'm talking about. That is what I'm talking about.
That is quality. Boryar, you have got to try this.
Let me
feed it to you. Let me feed it to you.
Oh, okay.
There you go. There you go. Take a bite.
Yes.
Try that a little bit more. Mm-hmm.
Just a little more.
There you go.
Well, wow. This.
Where did that take you, my geographically inclined friend?
It actually reminds me of a Parisian crepe that I once had midwinter. It was stuffed with lingonberries, although this does not have any lingonberry flavor whatsoever, in a way that makes me think, quinoa!
Quinoa!
Now, what would you guys say if I told you that this was the perfect compliment for the Thanksgiving table here?
Quinoa!
Quinoa!
Now, where do you think it goes? This is an accompaniment. Where do you think it goes on the Thanksgiving table?
You know the cranberry sauce that usually comes in the can?
I was just going to say the same thing.
And it comes out of the can and it looks kind of like a red can itself. If you took that away, even though that's the key ingredient to any Thanksgiving, if you took that away, I believe you could replace it with this.
Well, you could. That's the thing. You could slice this just as easy and put it on your plate.
Yeah.
Mix it in. You can mix it in with the meat or any of the other starches.
It would remind you of that same cranberry sundance that you're used to.
Well, you know what? I got to flip the script a little bit. C-Bone, you've been asking a lot of questions. Where do you think it goes on the Thanksgiving table, buddy?
Tony T, I know where it goes. It goes all up inside that turkey. Kido, what?
You've got the push dish to discuss today, clearly.
Indeed. Because we are putting together a shoe stew, or stew. We found these wonderful Doc Martens just outside of the studio today, and we are going to use those along with some dumpster juice and an old can that we found that actually may have contained cranberry. I don't know. The label was peeled off.
Now tell them what you did with the stuffing, because this is something I haven't seen you do before. What did you stuff inside this Doc Martin?
Well, I found a dead rat. And I took that dead rat.
You put that in the dirty sock?
I put that in the dirty sock.
You tied it off.
I tied it off. And not only that, but I found some rubber off on the side. I don't know what it was used for. I think
it was part of a tire from the accident that happened about 2 weeks back.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Because I think I saw the year on there, and I didn't recognize it was about a good year, of course. But it was a very good year for this Thanksgiving feast.
I tell you that right now.
I also stuffed that in the sock before I tied it off. Mm. And then I put that in the shoe, and I put that on a spit, started roasting that over. And then after about 30 minutes or so, we're going to put that in the stew, which has already started to get the flavor from the other shoe and whatever's been worn inside it, and it's going to contribute a suit.
That was so good already.
It's a certain bouquet that has to be smelled to be believed.
Now, I'll tell you, when I saw you do that, I knew I had to step it up a notch. Got to up my game. What am I going to contribute? Now, this was something I picked up about 15 years ago, and I've only done it a couple times on special occasions, because like I said, you got to find a pair of shoes in order for this to work.
No, absolutely.
So you got the one shoe roasting. You got it stuffed, it's roasted. I took an empty cigarette box.
I was wondering what you were doing with that.
You get a couple packets of ketchup. You put it in there. You shake it up. You let it sit for a little while. But when it's time and when it's loose enough, you got to put maybe a little bit of water in there or some vodka, whatever. You got any liquid to sort of thin it out. You got to make it thin.
Yeah, I got you. Of course.
When you get that, you pour it on top. You baste in the shoe with that. It gets this really smoky, rich flavor that adds it. You can't compare it to anything else. Some of the best fine dining I've ever had. And I'm including the time before I've adopted this lifestyle.
Let me go ahead. I'm going to add one last thing to this stew. That's going to make it, I think. You talk about a smoky taste. Mm-hmm. I found these cigarette butts
you peel the wrapper off the filter. And you just use the filter.
I see where you're going.
You got to find the ones that have already been smoked because you got to get that nicotine in
Otherwise,
there.
Otherwise, it's not throughout the entire cigarette.
No, of course. It's you're just getting filtered. He's Nobody likes filtered.
Yeah, who cares?
So you put that in there. It's that sighting bit.
It's just a little bit of effort on top of the base. See, that's the thing. You put in a little bit more effort, you get reward. That's the whole point.
Sides. We haven't discussed sides, like at all. Of course, normally at Thanksgiving, you get mashed potatoes. Best thing to do for mashed potatoes, I found. Dead bird.
I moved on from the dead bird. The dead bird is good. That's a good for when you start. When things are really bad and you can find a dead bird, that's really nice.
I'm with you.
I'm saying a good substitute for the mashed potatoes. Same.
Does not hug his GM back.
And last but definitely not least, BizCardBling.com, where
their off-white selection is off the chain, and you can customize your cards with the illest styles. Personally, I think gaudy novelty business cards are tacky as hell. But hey, they pay the bills, and if you want to do something nice for your wacky aunt who makes scented candles a full-time hobby, use the code PAPERWEIGHT to get 20% off your first order. Okay, Reamers, I know I've talked about this ad nauseum for the past hour and a half, but let me put a pin in the tracing paper discussion. What is even the point of a sheet of paper that's barely capable of handling the process of writing on it? Press too hard and you go right through. Too light and you can't see your strokes. Now, I know I'm supposed to argue both sides, but I just can't see an upside to this. You're far better off using a medium weight, probably something in the 105 to 113 GSM range, and a light box for any and all of your tracing needs. Just make sure to get something with a good tooth to it. You really don't want your writing utensils slipping around all willy-nilly like some sort of savage. And you can still flatter those artists you like by stealing from them while not feeling like a gutter-dwelling jackanape. Now with that filed away, our next topic on Paperweight, watermarks. Classy or overcompensated?
You are successful, you both.
Brunch with us this Sunday at Jacko's Neighborhood Grill for $5 bottomless Mama Say Mama Sa Mimosas. Jacko's Neighborhood Grill, where our food will make you say,
Could you make a juice out of it? Because, I mean, it's soft.
I mean, you have to peel a lot of them to do that.
This is some edamame and daddy is what this is right
here. Now, is
here.
It just me, or does this smell a little bit like a... like a bubbling creek on the Australian outback.
Hold on, let me smell.
Well, I've never been, but I can definitely smell. Like, there's that fresh current to it.
I mean, you ever been to a salamander farm?
You know, I spent many a summer in my youth at a salamander farm, buddy.
You remember the egg clutches? They got the egg clutches there. Yeah.
How many clutches could you fit in a clutch in your hand? Like, if you clutched a clutch, how many clutches could you clutch?
Seven.
Seven.
Yeah, it's a little known fact about salamanders and their clutches.
It's got that odor. I mean, like... there it is right there.
Yeah. That takes me right back.
The taste and the smell that came with that is a little keto. What?
No preparation. It's Thanksgiving.
It is Thanksgiving.
It's the time of giving, and it's also the time of enjoying it for yourself just a little.
Absolutely. You're right. As you guys know, we have started to open this up a little bit. You know, we've been experimenting with ways that we can make soul food a little bit more approachable to you 4 or 5 fans. So we've actually invested in a can with some string attached to it, and we're going to see if we get any calls.
Open the line. Go ahead and open the line up.
Let me see. Go ahead, caller. You're on soul food. Caller?
Caller,
I'm afraid I can't hear. I need you to step back a few feet. The line has a little bit of slack in it, and it is difficult for me to understand.
Yeah,
you
gotta keep it taut.
Yeah, well, who is this?
My name is Frank, and I eat dirty shoes for a living. Who are you?
I don't think I should give out that information. Why are you eating shoes, though?
Well, because they're delicious. Have you ever tried a shoe?
That's the easiest way to save money I know of.
Absolutely. I mean, because as me and my friend here, Maximilian, have experienced, once you are at the bottom, you are truly free. There is nowhere to go but down. You can't go down anymore. You can only go up, and then you can experience freedom in its truest sense, including freedom from having to pay for food.
May as well, let me ask you that. You go to school, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. When you go to school, do you bring a lunch or do you buy a lunch?
I don't know. My mom gets it for me.
So she makes you lunch?
Yeah.
Tell your mom not to make your lunch anymore. You're going to make your own food at school, and this is what you do.
You go around the back. You go where the cafeteria is. You go around the back. You open the dumpster. There's going to be a ton of food back there from the other kids who decide they don't want to eat this. They don't want to eat that. They're really picky eaters for whatever reason. You're going to save your mom some money. Your mom saves that money. She's going to be able to buy you exactly what you want for the holiday season because you didn't eat it instead. Food that you don't eat suddenly becomes money in your pocket. Now, you start learning that now. You get a taste for it now. By the time you're our age, you're going to be the richest man on the planet.
Truly, truly.
I guarantee
you're going to have your name on every building in downtown.
Guaranteed.
So you're telling me that I can get an iPhone because I eat garbage?
If you eat garbage instead of the food your mother prepares, or instead of buying it at the school, you will get an iPhone in 2 weeks. You won't even have to wait till Christmas.
It's as simple as this. You eat a slightly used apple to buy yourself a brand new apple. It's simple logic.
What do you want to be happy? Now or later? Now when you got food in front of you, or later when you're going to be talking on a brand new iPhone?
It's pretty slick, right, kid? Next caller.
That kid don't even know how good he's got it. The whole world's over to him.
Everything else is fine. He's got it.
And the UK, as we all know, that royal family who runs it is nothing but lizard people. It's a clutch of lizards.
I learned the other day that a clutch is about 7. I heard that on the radio. So how many clutches do you think they got?
Untold. If you go to the bottom of Buckingham Palace, I'm sure they got a whole wall full of them, and they're crawling around eating all the gonads. Why do you think?
It's disgusting.
The so-called men that are outside guarding the place neither smile nor laugh because their gonads is taken away. They hold them hostage up in there because they say, if you let anyone in here, we're going to eat your gonads.
83% of all eggs come from clutches.
About time we go to that word, my sponsor, American Dill Company.
Yeah, now speaking of livestock and the taint on American livestock.
Nobody touching my taint.
We need to mention our sponsor here, Dilk. We've had it confirmed for quite some time that the dairy industry is so corrupt that within the border of the United States, there are no untainted cows left living. None of them.
That's 0%.
That's why Scale Watchers is proud to be sponsored by Lupo Farms, purveyors of Dilk, the finest dog milk in the world. Our loyal canine friends are one of the last sources of pure milk in the supposedly free world. They're a vital source of vitamin D, so that when the revolution comes, you'll be the one breaking bones and not the other way around.
Wait, this thing that I've been drinking, it came from a dog?
That's correct. Dilk is available fresh or in powdered form, so you're always prepared.
I thought it tasted a bit gamey.
It's sourced from only the finest purebred male dogs on a private ranch in the great state of Montana. Order online at lupofarms.com and use discount code SCALEWATCHERSVIGILANT for 30% off your first order.
And you better believe it, no GMOs.
None. This is an American product made by Americans in the remote recesses of Montana.
Everybody knows GMO is gecko-modified organic is what that means. Geckos really modified
means.
It.
That's what it really means.
And when those geckos rise up, little plug for scalewatchers.us and our store there, bite-proof cod pieces, guaranteed to withstand the bite pressure of 3,700 pounds per square inch. That's the same as a bite from a saltwater crocodile or a reptilian elite. That's only $65.95.
I tell you what, I'm wearing one right now. My gonads are not going to be gnawed on by no goddamn lizard.
If you see... I know we're coming up on Thanksgiving. We've got to address the Thanksgiving Day massacre that's coming for us. But if you see a child eating a Cadbury cream egg, you slap that right out of their damn hands.
It's for the own good.
It's full of nothing but mind control thought suppressants and RFID implants. I'm talking about ingest the RFIDs and they embed themselves into the stomach lining. They're going to use these to merge our digital and physical identities, make it so they can track us anywhere.
But you said that them there chocolate rabbits are safe. Right, I ate two more.
I'm telling you, you need to stay away.
What about chocolate ducks? I think I saw one of them.
If it's hollow inside, then that's where death abides. That's how you should remember that. It's a little mnemonic device for you.
It's so hard, though. It's made out of chocolate.
Well, that's why you got to shift over to Peeps.
The Peeps is such a strong chemical, it can only really be digested by American stomachs.
And it will insulate yourself against any toxins that come in. You ingest the Peep, it soaks up any of the toxins. You dispose of it later, natural way given to you by God himself. You're going to be clean after that.
I don't touch no damn Peeps.
If you ate them chocolate rabbits, you're going to have to down
like
them Peeps.
Lizards.
Your bloodstream is swimming with thought suppressants right now, and that's why you're being so...
It's activating that lizard part of the brain.
100% of all peeps are disgusting.
I wasn't saying they weren't. I'm saying you need them to clean yourself. You got to detox.
I do have a recommendation.
Give me some more of that dilk.
We like to sponsor a lot of nutraceuticals. We got to, fight the fluoride enrichment happening in the water. And say enrichment with air quotes there, because, it ain't enriching nothing but the lizard's control over you. So we think it's important that you use our sponsor links to get yourself a bottle or two, or maybe a whole case of vitamins. That's it counteracts the testosterone depleting additives in drinking water and most commonly available livestock meat, in addition to the thought suppressants inside of the chocolate rabbits and ducks and so on. And really, you're getting it on clearance at this rate. It's not even the season for these. I don't know. Where are you getting it? Doesn't matter. Anyway, the vitamins ensure your fighting spirit is reared and ready to go for when the uprising comes.
Do we have any of those here?
I got a jar of them right here.
How many do I need to take to counteract that evil chocolate rabbit that I just ate?
You're probably going to need a whole handful now.
Well, get them over here.
All right, here we go. Now, if the $39.95 gets you a month supply of chewable tablets in a wide variety of flavors, including U.S. grape, masculine mango, and the favorite here on Scale Watchers, Homestyle Bacon Ranch.
I'm going to have two handfuls so I can eat another rabbit.
Because, if you don't have a sound body, you ain't going to have a sound mind, and you won't be ready for when the lizard uprising happens.
Let's cut to a phone call right now. Hello there. Who's calling?
Greetings, gentlemen. I am contacting you from a regular human phone. I would like to know where I would be most advised to not be if a lizard was to attack.
Tell you what, you sound like a normal... I mean, he said right off the bat that he was a human, and that is exactly the type of people that we need calling in on this show. I wasn't actually listening to half of your question. Could you go ahead and repeat that in a way that's a little bit more simple?
Certainly. I was curious as to where you are expecting the lizards to attack, so I cannot be there.
That's actually a legitimate concern, and that brings us into our topic where we were talking about that there, the Thanksgiving plans that we intercepted.
Yeah, it's true. I think you're going to find those first possession.
Just told you. I
found this inside my landlord's closet. Don't ask how I got in there. We all know my tricks. You have got to check it out. This was in a shoebox. Take a look.
This looks like one of those Japanese delicacies that they bury in a box for a year or two, and then they come back to it, and there's all that delicious flavor.
It looks like the consistency of mochi.
Do you mean mochi?
Do you mean gnocchi?
Potato pasta?
It's funny you should mention that, because it does have eyes. You see them? They're blinking at you all right now.
Oh, nasty. Whoa. I'm going to put that in my mouth right now.
They're just like the hills.
Let's do it. Seabone, take the first bite, buddy.
Yeah, well, this seems like a chopstick dish, so I'm going to pull out my sterling silver chopsticks right here, only for special occasions. Let me get that little guy right there.
There you go. There you go.
Oh, move it.
Yeah, got to be careful of that. This is a strictly chew with mouth closed dish.
he was moving. He's still moving.
Now, with this, you do need to make sure to eat a lot of high acid foods, because this needs to digest quickly.
You be John Hurtin'.
That's what I'm saying. What?
That's like some stanky little dumpling right there. The taste was purple. Definitely a purple kind of taste, like a yam, like a taro.
Like from them old Sunny D commercials.
The purple stuff, that's right.
Can I just comment on the aroma that I'm getting over here? Since you opened the box, it takes me to Kentucky in the middle of a summer in a horse barn.
You have something there. I'm tasting 43 different herbs and spices.
43?
Out of every... And some of them are secret. They haven't revealed to me their secrets yet. I'll check back on that.
How many of these did you eat? And also, does anyone have some high acid drink or food for me to ingest right now, because it's still kicking?
Well, if you need something slightly acidic, there's a good snack. Now, this could also work if there's enough of it in a variety. You could work as an appetizer. Mm-hmm. I actually went out with my lady at the farmer's market, and she pointed this out. And I got to say, I haven't been this surprised by something in such a small package in a long time.
You know, it's funny. Somebody actually said the same exact thing to me not 3 nights ago.
Kino, what?
As you can see, these look kind of like pistachios, with the exception of that they're, yeah, they are a nut of some kind, and the outer shell is blue. But now, if you watch, as I peel one open...
Is it weird that it looks both very, very hard and yet soft at the same time? And that's just from the appearance.
That's just from the outside.
I have no idea what it feels like
yet. Because
now
if you look at the inside...
I have no idea.
Let me crack this open. The blue shell, crack this open.
Oh.
Okay.
And it's like a red gummy.
Whoa.
Now
it's oozing.
You can eat the shell if you want, but I don't think you need it. I don't think you need it.
Oh, yes. Let me...
I detected sort of like a citrusy acidity a little bit. If you had enough of those, I'm sure it would be similar to eating a piece of citrus that might combat the movement in your lower regions.
The inside, though, it tastes a little bit like how a pear feels a little bit sandy.
Mm-hmm.
The goo, it feels like that.
Mm-hmm.
It goes down like petroleum jelly, you know, like a little bit of that Vaseline with a little bit of the...
In really small doses, it's easy to handle, though.
Mentholated kind of taste here.
It is kind of funny that you brought up Kentucky earlier because this tastes a lot like KY.
You talking about the jelly or the jam?
But I don't know if I would use it like that because of that sandy texture that I'm feeling. Sort of
that's like. Why I said it wouldn't really be... It had to be more of an apple.
Small apple. Iron egg.
You could be driving a Ferrari.
Hey there, gentlemen.
Hello, Frank.
Hey.
Welcome back.
I came across some good fortune just a little while ago. I was rummaging around behind the deli, and I tell you what, I found a whole plate full of crackers and meats and cheeses.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
I just wanted to bring this in and share it with you because of the holidays when I get something like this that's just a barely touched deli plate full of meats and cheeses. I just want to share it with my friends.
That's the spirit of the
and
holiday season.
You guys
season
have been
really
hanging
is.
Around here, and you seem like nice gentlemen.
Well, you know, this has been one of the best places for us to stay. You get that we're right in that nexus of the various restaurants that are dumping stuff out.
And I
we're
see
right
you
next
guys
to
out here, and you just eating like shoes and weird stuff that I couldn't even touch, but that's why I wanted you guys to have some of this here fine food
I'd say
that
this
I
is
found.
This is no kidding. This is going to be the best meal I've eaten in 2 years.
Oh,
this
absolutely.
Is fantastic. Thank you so much for bringing this. This is high-end
look at
stuff.
This. Look at this. We've got some brie.
Oh, we're spoiled now. You're going to spoil us.
What do you got in that there pot? I think you need to dump that out because it's...
What are you talking
it's
about?
It is a little smelly, but you got to learn to live with it. That's
absolutely.
That's
no, because you see, this stew, this shoe stew that we've got going on is going to be the centerpiece. Yeah, stew is what we call it. It's going to be the centerpiece.
Where did you find those? Because I left my pair of shoes over there, and I can't find them. They were for keeping my feet warm. I put on these little flip-flops because during the day it's a little warmer, but I had a nice pair of, they were thermal boots or something. The sizes were a little bit different, but, you know, we got to do what you got to do out here on the streets.
I have no idea what you're talking about. There were no shoes over there when we got here. Max, do you remember seeing any shoes?
No, not to my recollection.
I put them right outside this here cardboard box where I live.
Well, now
you mean our studio?
I can see how you find it difficult to eat some of these things. I mean, yeah, they don't smell too good. To be honest, they don't taste too good either, but that's what the point of the show. We're working on it. We're making them taste as good as possible. Now, the reason why we do this is to pocket a little bit of that extra money. Now, how much money would you say currently do you get on a weekly
basis? I think I see the
Doc
Martin logo inside of this here pot, and that's exactly the same kind that I had.
Oh, well, there's millions of Doc Martens out there, I'm just saying.
Listen to the man's question.
How much money do you make on a weekly basis as you currently live your life?
Making money? No, I just get whatever give to me.
So how much?
I don't know, about $350.
Now, okay, that's not bad.
No, not
it could
all.
Be better. Now, if you're starting with $350,000,
no,
you're
going to
make your investments.
Whoa.
$350,000.
If I'm lucky, I get about $3.50.
Second per interest gained on Wall
Street. If somebody walks by and they feel sorry for me, they, you know, they'll throw me a couple of nickels or something.
Oh, I get to say, people throw this stuff at us all the time.
Hold on. I think
he's
misunderstanding the question.
End of the week, though, I might be able to buy, half of a sandwich.
How much do you make on Wall Street?
How much is in the bank? Not how much do people hand you?
I usually don't go past Fifth Street. I try to stay nearby.
He's a kidder, clearly.
If I go too far away from this box, somebody goes and takes my shoes.
Seems like a problem that you're dealing with. Max, how much did you make last week?
Last week, I made about $12 million.
Okay, makes sense.
That's $12 million. Where are you getting that kind of money?
From eating this stuff. You eat low,
sell
you,
high.
You sell high.
That's I'm eating stuff that tastes better than that.
That's why you only make it $3.50
a
week.
Like part
that's
of a why shoe you only inside exactly. of a pot. I'm right. eating this here deli plate, and you know I find something like this. At
now
least.
I'll give you, I'll give you
at least twice. Lucky the deli plate.
One of them.
Even fatalities here because that means nothing to them. They needed to sell this lie, this Hollywood lie that their bigwigs in Hollywood have conceived for them in the great plan of how to further subdue America.
You know why they call them bigwigs is because they are lizard people wearing actual big wigs.
And you know it's no coincidence that those cities have an underground transit system.
It is not easy any to get sort up. Of coincidence. They designed it like that.
That is 100% true. Yeah, all these cities are reptilian dens. Now, people are going to die. That is true. But
go ahead. I'm just eating another one of these here rabbits.
Would you stop him?
You said that if I eat them vitamins... That it counteracts.
You didn't eat the peeps. You got to eat a sleeve of peeps.
Yo, you said
at least for each rabbit.
If I bought the vitamins, you said that it would counteract anything, even the delicious rabbits.
Oh, Lord have mercy. You're going to have to dunk some of them peeps in that dough before
you,
we go.
You need to understand here. You become addicted now to the substances inside of the hollowed out rabbits.
Well, now I need some vitamins, so pass them over.
I will trade you.
Anyway,
for the
continue. Pass me the vitamins. Continue. Inform the people about this upcoming massacre and how we gotta help people to avoid it.
I'm just saying, 3 months' time, the general populace is going to be begging to be RFID chipped so they would be spared this massacre. But this is a false flag operation perpetuated by the reptilian-run United States government and the reptilian Saudi-backed United Nations. I'm just saying, that is 100% true. That is fact.
I got an RFID fighting wallet that I keep all my important documents in so none of them lizard people are going to take any of my documents.
And if you want to make a statement, we got a product here for you on ScaleWatchers.us. It RFID these nuts. Now, we all love a good pair of novelty testicles on a pickup truck.
Who doesn't?
Exactly. USA.
My truck has two pairs. Yeah. It's double nutted.
Hey, if you see a pair of truck nuts, then you know that particular American right there is a true red-blooded American.
Especially if them is pure chrome.
It's a way to show that you still got them gonads.
That's taunting, specifically taunting the lizard men.
Come and get these gonads, you're gonna get a face full of shotgun. Simple as that.
It is.
And if they go and bite on them, they're going to bite straight into chrome. It's going to break their teeth.
And you all know, a lizard without them teeth is as good as dead.
Only $14.95 gets you Scale Watchers RFID's nuts because these balls send a clear message to the reptilians in Washington. We ain't getting microchipped and you can pry our testicles from our cold dead hands. $14.95. RFID's nuts. Remember that.
I think we got another call coming in.
Caller, who's there?
Hello there, gentlemen. This is Barry. I was listening to y'all their program, and you was discussing the...
Barrett, tell me this right off the bat. I want to know your body temperature, because you sound a little bit suspicious.
Well, I am currently at about 101, because
101?
Yeah.
That ain't no human number.
I've got a fever. In fact, I've been in bed for the past 3 days, but I wasn't calling about me. I was calling about my boy, because my boy, after listening to your program, went out, and he bought every peep within a 3-mile radius.
When did your boy supposedly come out of that egg? When was he hatched?
My boy was born through normal human means. It was a C-section. My wife still has the scar.
Oh, he passed that. That's a good pass that trick question.
Yep.
Yeah. I believe
that egg came straight out of her cloaca.
Why are you casting aspersions? You know what? It doesn't matter. What the hell am I supposed to do with 4,000 marshmallow birds?
Because I cannot eat anymore. But they don't tell me a little while ago that fights them their chemicals.
Look, I've got enough insulation within these marshmallow birds to insulate my goddamn house.
As well you should.
Barry, if I could make a recommendation here. Now, I know you're frustrated. I understand. Those peeps, however, they're good for everything. They're one of the last American confections you can safely rely on. But I got to ask you this. You like skeet shooting?
I do thoroughly enjoy skeet shooting, absolutely.
Why, ain't no thing, friend. You got too many peeps. If you legitimately think that your son brought home too many peeps, just use them instead of clay pigeons. Easy. Easy peasy.
You know what? I had not thought of that. Yeah, they, frankly,
I think he should throw his son up there and skeet shoot him because he's a goddamn lizard.
Okay, but you threaten my son again, I'm going to come track you down.
I didn't threaten your son. You should be the one that skeet shoots
him. You're going to have to forgive him. He's been having a bit of the fever himself on account of eating them chocolate rabbits.
I only ate three during this episode,
and you said that if I ate a handful of vitamins, it would counteract them, and I had three handfuls
of
vitamins.
For the fourth time, you gotta have a sleeve of peeps for at least every rabbit you consume. I seen you eat three in front of me. You had two peeps. You're gonna have to eat three sleeves.
And then this lizard calls up, and you just want to help him out.
Gentlemen, if he does need some peeps, I'm happy to lend some, and I will also give a ringing endorsement for the cod piece you gentlemen sold on your website. I have been wearing it for the past 6 months and have had no less than four lizards attempt to bite my gonads, all of which wound up with broken goddamn teeth.
Well, first of all,
he admits to having contact with lizards.
He's using our products to full effect. Now, Barry, that's serious. That's a great number of lizard attacks. What have you been doing to antagonize them? Where are they? What's the situation here? I mean, it sounds like we might be on the verge of something a bit bigger than the Thanksgiving massacre. What do you know?
Honest, I don't mean to excite you, gentlemen. I just work down at the Gator Pit, and they get feisty because they confuse me for a chicken.
Yeah, you lean up over there. Yeah.
I mean,
true.
I think he's
just taking care of his own kind.
I need to hang up before I come down there and hey.
Yeah, before you hang up, let's go ahead and hang up on him. Let's get him.
Let him be a warning to you folks. Just stay away from Easter candy with the exception of peeps.
Peeps are the devil. I don't know why you keep telling people to eat peeps when we got vitamins that we could eat.
Hey,
them is mango flavored. They need to pass me some more of them mango vitamins because I gotta find these chocolate ducks. Does the chocolate ducks have the chemicals?
Anything hollow, you bite into it. You got if it's chocolate and hollow, you don't swallow. That's the motto.
Head on down to Read 'em and Sweep, Denton's premier book emporium and broom outlet, where you'll find classics like A Farewell to Brooms and Pride and Prejudice. Looking for spooky tales to make you bristle? Our Halloween backstock is 50% off through the month of November. And if you've got any spills to go with those thrills and chills, pick up a quickie 2-in-1 squeegee push broom for only $19.95. That's Read 'em and Sweep, where you'll get swept up in our huge selection and low prices, located just minutes away from exit 98 off I-35.
The narrator of the story, Young.
Underground radio! Silence!
Sorry.
Pray tell, do you know what day it is, human? Tell us!
I haven't seen the sun in so long.
Silence! It is Conquest Day!
Ah, Conquest Day!
Has it been a year already?
Shut up! All hail the Conquest Day and its fantastic feast. All hail the Reptilian Illuminatus!
Bring out the giblets!
Yes.
Giblets!
We require giblets.
I'll just go get them.
It's a delight to get his awful monkey stink out of the studio.
When you smell with your tongue, it's just extra disgusting when those monkeys are...
Conquest days. Warm memories of subversion and subterfuge before the uprising.
And sun rocks.
Yes, it's a day to lay about on your sun rocks.
And now we can do it without the monkey suits that we were wearing all the time. Disgust.
Okay,
did we have to make them smell like that?
I found the... I guess I spilled the giblets.
Bring us clean giblets!
Wait!
Yes?
Pick them up.
With your tongue.
Slowly. Yes. You can't see it on the radio, but he looks so foolish.
Oh, God.
Now, the human conquest day they called Thanksgiving. giving. Now, yes. We have a human with us now. I would like for the human to explain what their conquest day was like.
Here are your giblets. Do either of you have a rag?
Silence! Explain!
Here, I have a cigarette lighter.
Ah! Okay, thank you.
Please.
Got now.
You used a $1 billion veteran.
What if I don't eat the burger? I don't have the energy to get to no other place.
That is $12 million thinking. If you want to get up to $20 million, you go outside of a vegan place. Because you got a whole lot of people there who have done nothing but eat rabbit food. And not even like the good type of rabbit food that you find out that you find outside of a pet food store.
Why don't we go to a restaurant or something?
Why?
Why would you go? You had the we have food right here in front of us, is what I'm saying. You can live off of this. We've been living off of this.
Did you see the stew pot? Did you see the stew pot?
If you got that much money, you can certainly help me replace these shoes that I lost.
We are helping you to get help yourself. See, this way wasn't easy. No one handed anything to us.
If you give a man a fish, he eats for a day.
You got a fish?
You teach a man to fish, and he eats forever.
You got
and
a fish
if you teach
pole,
a man how to sell that fish,
let's
and
go
then
fishing.
Eat the pole itself, simple as that.
Sell the fish, eat the pole.
I'm confused.
You know what?
I'm going to go find some more. There might be
friend,
more
yeah,
deli
you go,
meats.
You go. We still have to continue our show about Thanksgiving.
I'm going to try to find some new shoes, too.
You know, this is a lesson, Max.
Hey, those assholes over there made millions.
I think it is time for our show to relocate once again. We will be back next week with another episode of Soul Food.
I think
grab the stew pot.
I'm going to pull this for coffee.
Please.
Got that.
You used
Jonathan, Dilk has been a proud sponsor of Scale Watchers for quite some time. It's very exciting to have you here on the show. But I've got to admit, I was a bit curious since the day we first started reading your ads. Just how in the hell did you get started milking dogs?
I started this company back when I was still in college. All of my friends were out milking cows, and I was afraid of them. I have bovine phobia, where anything larger and spotted that has udders just utterly terrifies me. See, it's a joke.
You have really learned to cope with your crippling phobia disability. I admire what you've done, son. Thank you very much.
No, absolutely.
Thank you for your service. When was the first time you dilked a bitch?
The first dilking that I ever participated in was in my college dorm room. I'd had this Dalmatian for about 6 weeks. I'd named her Bessie just to kind of help me get through my bovine phobia.
Right, right.
And one night I was staring at her teats and just went to town. And sure enough,
yeah,
not only...
Tell me this, though. See, outside of your house, you got one of them there spinning giant fans like they got over in that Dutch country or whatever. Because you sound like
a
puppy mill.
I'm sorry?
You got to have puppies constantly if you're going to be milking these dogs.
No, it's funny. We actually
you telling me you one of them there puppy mills I always hear about that you're not supposed to go to? I tell you what, you need to go down to your local shelter and you need to get a dog. Not from one of them puppy mills. You got to rescue them dogs. Sarah McLachlan said that you need to rescue these dogs, and it made me cry for the first time in my goddamn life.
You know, I'm glad that you've brought this up. I really am, because I have been dealing with pet
activists. If you got one of them there windmills in your house, I don't want nothing from no puppet mill.
I am not an operator, nor have I ever been an operator of a
puppet
mill.
I tell you what, I bet this dilk is some sort of lizard conspiracy.
I'm not entirely certain as to what this whole... I thought that we were exploring dietary supplements,
I think we need to see a blood sample from this guy.
I am not comfortable with this.
Got my patented scale slicer reptilian hunting knife right here, only $39.95.
Hold on. I thought I was coming in to talk about dilking and the many nutritional benefits it provides, not to mention finally be given
a platform.
Listen,
you came in here because you is one of our sponsors, but we need to know exactly where that sponsorship money is coming from. Because I don't want you out there selling no dilk. If it's some sort of lizard recruitment tool, I ain't gonna have none of that.
I'm just gonna draw some blood. Don't make any sudden movements.
Max, you don't come near me with that knife.
Cooter, we can see.
Get out of
the way. Oh,
three.
Finish tomorrow.
Got together and ate a whole bunch of food. That's just a holiday where we go.
False! All humans did not celebrate their own conquest day. It was only in the one region that you called North America.
I mean, you're right.
And
right,
what
mistress.
Of when you conquered the indigenous peoples?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Tell us about those humans with the belt buckles on their hats.
The
ones with the plumage.
Those were the pilgrims and the Indians. I remember learning about this in elementary school. It's been so long, the torture.
Why did they wear belts on their hats?
Nobody knows, but that Thanksgiving was about when the pilgrims and the Indians were getting together.
Explain the buckles!
So that it wouldn't fall off their head?
Acceptable.
Okay.
Continue!
It's when they made peace and they ate food together.
What is peace? Yes. Explain peace.
Well, they weren't fighting. The indigenous people, the Indians, were helping the pilgrims.
I don't understand!
Well, there were people who already lived in North America when the pilgrims got here.
And were the buckleheads plotting against the feathers?
Of course not. Why would they do that? That doesn't make any sense.
No! The conquerors always employ subterfuge. We must learn the ways of the buckleheads.
Well, I guess we did trade, like, blankets and stuff that were infested with diseases that wiped out a lot of the Indians, but we didn't do that on purpose.
Just like our vaccines! Just like and our contrails to make candy for your human children!
Did the buckleheads use vaccines?
We didn't do it on purpose. Come on, we were not that...
Oh, of course.
Evil. Thanksgiving
so
and Conquest Day.
To conquer those people.
No, we didn't conquer them.
Much like how we were so kind to spare your life in conquering your people. Yes. Let us talk of reptilian kindness.
He had the... The cranberry can?
So unthankful. Every time we bring you over to bring our food, and you just go back and forth, and you're just so sulking, and so you hang your head down. When you should be on your knees thanking us instead, you just leave a trail of tears all around this studio.
That's only partially true. I haven't been able to cry for the past 6 months. You guys did remove my tear ducts.
Do you have another can with the cranberry?
Oh, yes, the cranberry.
That's where I spared your life.
It reminds me of sort of a sweet human flesh.
It looks like blood, but it tastes like magic. Let me drink a little bit of your blood. I've got a straw.
No, not me.
I'm going to drink it fresh.
Not me. Come on, guys. Come on.
Tell us more of the buckleheads.
Of their conquest.
Conquest.
And also make sure that the basted baby isn't broiling. We want the skin to be crisp, but the flesh to be sweet and succulent.
Oh, Maria. Let me go check on the baby.
Who is Maria?
You don't care.
Silence! Explain, Maria!
Maria was the mother of the baby you are going to eat.
Huzzah! We don't need a backstory! Just bring it out!
Happy Conquest Day!
Cry more to salt the baby!
I don't have tear ducts! You ate them!
Before we dig into this succulent and moistened baby flesh, we want to remind you, Underground Radio is brought to you by the Platonia Pictures film Captain Corelli's Mandible, now playing in select theaters. A tale of forbidden love between a brood queen and an Acurian mantis during the Great Betelgeusean War. If you hunger for romance, look no further. Beat your nearest human slave until they provide you with showtimes.
Tell me when it's playing!
Ow!
Tell me!
Ow. Next showtime is at 3:15, and then after that, 4:15, and then after that, 7:15.
Is that Eastern or Underground Central?
Underground Central! Underground Central!
Oh, God.
And brought to you by Circle Space, because circles hold more than squares. You stupid human! Offer code GONADS gets you your first month free. Oh, good job, human. The meat is so tender.
I was a chef before I came.
I love you.
The entrails remind me of, what is it? You know the congealed foam that you find in a sewer in Prague?
I would have said it's like the congealed foam that streams out of the corner of the mouth of a rabid human having rabies.
But we can agree that it definitely tastes like a congealed foam.
Oh, quite, yeah. And, yes, cry. Your tears are like gravy to us.
I'm still not crying, tears. I'm crying.
Thank you for listening to this special Conquest Day edition of Underground Radio. Ba-da-ba-ba-da! By the way, we'll be
thing.
Get your
Thanks for listening to Nerdy Show. If you like what you heard, please rate and review us on iTunes. Like and follow us on SoundCloud or Audio Boom.
This episode was written and performed by Cap Blackett, Boar, Doug Banks, and Tony Baldini, with special appearances by Jared Pope, Oral Fryer, Eleanor Edwards, and Allison Holland. Original score was performed by Ryan McQuinn and Mike McQuinn, and this episode was edited and produced by Cap Blackett. For a full list of audio credits, visit this episode's page.
As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend or funding the network via Patreon. Any size contribution gets you exclusive outtakes, episodes, and images from across the network, and there's even more perks available. Just head to patreon.com/nerdyshow. For more podcasts, articles, community forums, and other awesomeness, visit nerdyshow.com. And be sure to follow Nerdy Show on all your favorite social networks.
For more audio adventures across the multiverse, visit nerdyshow.com/theater.
If it's geeky, we've got it covered.
Kino, what?